Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Chuck Astrike. The morning is a delectable fried egg, white, soft, and centered with burnished gold. It's a sunny side up promise of delight. A good morning for a bike ride. And Rock Island Sunset Park is just the place to begin. Its calm lagoon and riverfront art tease, drawing us to its gem, a meandering path through cathedral trees and dark green lawn. Heading north after a slight rise up the levee, we are hit with an eye-opening surprise. There, shimmering in the morning sun, like the surface of a cup of steaming coffee, is the river. We're right next to it, and it almost overwhelms, so wide and majestic. It expands our morning from the narrow to the almost limitless. After we dip under the Crescent Railroad Bridge, we note Davenport stretched out and on display, not for itself, but for those of us in Rock Island. There's a truth here, noted by many a far-flung traveler, or philosopher, or psychiatrist. We can only really see ourselves when we are outside of ourselves. Past Schwebert Park, the district, and the Botanical Center, we enter the Sylvan Slough Trail, pedaling placidly while serenely devouring both the natural and the artificial, like a short stack of pancakes topped with margarine. The natural is parts of the south shore of Arsenal Island. Green and isolated, in winter it harbors eagles crying to each other. In summer, the goldfinches dive-bomb for thistle seeds, and fall mornings sometimes catch fat groundhogs looking for breakfast. But this stretch, right next to Sylvan Slough, is in reality almost completely man-made. Sylvan Island, which we're approaching, is the epitome of man-made, although now it's a wilderness of beauty and birds. But we can't visit. Its bridge to the mainland is deemed too dangerous for our bikes. Wait a minute. The sun is up and getting warm. We've gone about 5 miles. We've relished this breakfast of a morning. It's time to turn around, head back, and enjoy second helpings.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.